Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Wow, an exciting adventure. I'm up for that. Are you up for that, Shia?
I am so up for that.
Excellent. Welcome,
good
everybody.
Morning, afternoon, evening.
Depending on where you are on this lovely planet we are a part of. Fun.
As the access way to enlightenment.
That is our subject today for being here. Fun is the access way to enlightenment.
Yeah.
Have you noticed yet?
We finish each other's sentences.
We really do.
That's what I wanted to tell them.
What?
That we finish each other's sentences.
Well, you did.
I know.
We finish each other's sentences. We always like to let you know that at the top of the show in case you're new to us. If you are new to us, welcome. If you are not new to us, welcome back.
Very good. Well said.
Thank you.
So let's talk about something.
What?
Let's talk about listening.
Okay.
Most of us listen through what we already know.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to see how what's being said applies to our personal life, our personal agenda, what we want. We listen to see how to fix, improve ourselves, and we listen to see whether we already know what they're talking about.
Or we're multitasking.
Or, that's true, so we're not really listening.
That's right.
We're not there. Or we listen to see whether we are agreeing with these people's crazy point of view.
That's right. Absolutely.
Now, Ariel and I really do have what might be considered a crazy point of view.
What? You mean just by being here, your life becomes satisfying?
Miraculous.
Miraculous. Fun.
Fun.
Dare we say?
Fun. It's a three-letter word.
It's not a four-letter word. Fun is not a four-letter word. You know, I just flashed on something. It's not friends, Roman countrymen, lend me half an ear. See if you can turn your whole attention.
I know it's asking a lot. I know it's asking a lot because who are we to demand, request, or ask for your full attention? But you see, what if life is holographic?
Mm-hmm.
And what if the way you listen to this show is the way you interact with your life?
Well, actually, I was getting ready for this show today, and I was typing in an email to Ruben, our most lovely executive, who manages
engineer
who manages the show. And Shia didn't realize that I was involved in the email, and he started talking to me, and I noticed that I wanted to go, without actually having heard what he said. So I just stopped the action and said, I was in the midst of an email. I didn't really hear you. Could you repeat it? And lovely for me, he was actually talking about the possibility of us going somewhere this afternoon, and so we're going to go down to the stream after the show is over and after we handle a few things. But I noticed that it didn't take me any longer to stop, handle what Shia had to say, and then go back to my email. In fact, it took less time.
That is so interesting, because we got an email today from the editor of our books over at McGraw-Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And he had attended the Monday Night Alive in New York a couple of nights ago, and he was talking about how his day was so much more enlivened, and yet he talked about how his there were intrusions like the telephone and other people asking things of him. And that's very interesting because, see, most of us see our lives and what comes up in our experience in this moment of our lives as somehow an intrusion on our getting to where we think we need to get to.
Right. And as soon as you hold your life and what's happening in your life as an intrusion, the fun stops.
Well, I don't think they hold their life. as an intrusion. I think the demands made upon them by their life are held as an intrusion.
But, you know, if you think about your life almost like you're holding this big bushel basket, and you look down into the basket, and the basket is filled with the circumstances of your life, you're kind of rifling through and picking and choosing the pieces that are in your basket that you approve of and you think are fun, and everything else, if it just wasn't in your basket, you'd be doing better. But it's not the case. I mean, think back and tell the truth now. I hate to send you back, but I'm going to. Remember when you were in school and you were like, I can't wait until summer, I can't wait until summer, and then you got to summer. And then within a few days, it's like, I'm bored. What are we going to do? There's nothing to do here. Or they'd be complaining about what you had to eat for dinner because you really wanted to have pizza. Or so basically, your life in any given moment is perfect, and how you approach it
makes all the difference on whether or not you're satisfied and
having fun.
Oh yeah, and having fun, right? So, second thing we need to talk about are the principles of transformation.
That's right.
Oh, let's go back to listening for a second.
Okay.
True listening is listening to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. It's not about applying that to anything. It's not about agreeing with it or disagreeing with it. It's about hearing what they're saying. Now, the interesting thing about that is if you actually listen to what another person says to hear what they're saying, it will pull you into the current moment of now. Wow. Now, the result of, or the byproduct, or a byproduct of being in the current moment and now, your life transforms as a result of getting to this moment. Now, you may have more fun, you may feel better, and all the rest of the other stuff that comes with being in the current moment. You may stop worrying, you may actually have a great life, and your life will transform, but what it takes is to get here, and listening will get you here if you don't agree or disagree or say, oh, I know that already. If you actually just hear what a person's saying, I mean, we could read the phone book and your life would transform.
If you're here for it.
Exactly.
If you're here for it. Okay, three basic ideas. They're very simple. The three principles of instantaneous transformation. The first one is a law of physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. In other words, anything you resist.
That means don't like, don't want, wish we were different,
or
complain
judge,
about.
Anything you resist persists.
Grow stronger. Actually, it's anything you add energy to, whether it be positive or negative.
Well, look how good I'm doing. I haven't been complaining to myself for weeks.
That's right. Adds energy to it and keeps it around. When I was a kid, I went to the circus. And in the circus, in those days, that was long, ancient
history,
there was a person. I think it was a man.
The ones I always saw were men.
Yes, but it could have been a woman, but it probably was a man, and especially when I was a kid, that wasn't women's work. Anyway, there were these jugglers, and one of the things that jugglers did was they spun plates on these long sticks. So they start a plate spinning and then move the stick and add energy to the stick, and it would translate into the plate. The plate would spin, and through centrifugal force, it created a gyroscope, and it stayed up in the air like that. And then the juggler would run around from stick to stick to stick, and he had maybe 30 sticks all going at once, and he'd add energy, and he'd keep these plates going. That's like your life. That's like the story of your life. If you stop spinning those plates by adding energy to what you've resisted, what you resist will complete itself, dissolve, and the plate will tumble.
Okay.
First principle, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and by the way, it
Dominates you.
Dominates your life.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Second principle.
You can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now.
So if you're having fun right now,
congratulations.
If you're not having fun right now,
congratulations.
You can only be how you are right now.
This is it. You see, in this moment of now, you may have the idea that things could be different. But the reality of it is, in this moment of now, things can only be exactly as they are. And that includes your thoughts, your feelings, your body sensations, your mood, your life circumstances, your bank balance, your... all of it.
It includes the economy in the United States, if you're here. It includes...
how strong the euro is, if you're in Europe.
It includes everything.
So in this moment, life can only be exactly as it is. Now, if we had a camera, took a picture of you in this moment, the moment the shutter opened and closed and caught your image, that's how you were in that moment. If your eyes were half open, well, that's the way it was. If you were smiling, great. If you were frowning, great. That's the only way you could have been in the moment the picture was taken. Well, life is a series of moments of now, and in this moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are.
Third principle.
We've got to go one place first.
Yeah?
Your past.
Mm-hmm.
Your past could have only been exactly as it was because it was. That includes everything that ever happened could only have happened. And it did because it did. I know it's circular reasoning, but it's true.
I like circular reasoning.
In any effect, we are the results of our lives up until this moment of now, and we can do nothing about this moment because it already went by. That's the second principle.
You ready for the third?
Anything that you discover and allow to be exactly as it is, if you see something about yourself and you do not judge yourself for it, it will complete itself in the moment you see it, instantaneously. Instantaneous transformation, not work on yourself transformation.
Not all incremental transformation is instantaneous.
Now, let's go back to the second principle.
Please.
For a second. See, life can only show up as it is in each moment. So if you see something about your life and you do not judge it, that's all it takes to have your life start working incredibly easy. And we'll talk more about fun as it relates to these three principles when we come back from our break.
So fun as the access way to enlightenment. You know what? You can even have fun
on the break.
On the commercial break. Thanks for being with us today. I'm having a great time. You having fun?
I'm having fun.
Absolutely.
Are we in sync?
We are.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Yes.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The law of attraction is very much in today's public awareness. In reality, it is not a new concept. Join Liana Carbone for Living Wisdom, the Art of Shamanism and Spirituality. Discover the roots of the Law of Attraction and go beyond its theories to manifest a life of balance and prosperity. Living Wisdom can be heard each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Come join us to dream, learn, and heal. We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here. Today we're talking about
fun
as the access way to enlightenment. And we just spoke about the three principles or ideas that we have about instantaneous transformation. The first being, if you resist something, it dominates your life, it persists. The second, that you can only be as you are in this moment of now. And the third, that when you discover how you are in this moment of now, if you don't judge it, it'll complete itself. Okay, the other thing we want to talk about is our approach. It is anthropological. It is not psychological. See, we're not going to try to change you or fix you at all. That would be psychological. An anthropologist studies the way we behave, our interactions with our life and our culture. Now, if you could just become aware of your way of interacting with your life circumstances and your culture, that would be enough for all of the problems that you think you have to just dissolve in an instant.
And you are your own personal culture, but you're also a compilation of the culture or cultures in which you've been immersed. And as you get interested in the realities that you've absorbed, you can then discover your truth.
That's very interesting, because I was just thinking, as you started saying that, Ariel, about how do we know what we believe to be the truth? Where did we learn? How do you know what you know? I mean, where did you get this information, and was it given to you accurately by the people who passed it on to you?
Well, it was given to you accurately from their perspective.
Yes, but is it the truth?
You know, on vacation this past couple weeks, I read a book again that I have read more than once in the past, but I keep it around, and then every few years or 5 years or so, I recycle it, called Shogun. And one of the things I like about Shogun is that it takes place in Japan, and you have the different cultures coming together, the clashes between the English and the Dutch and the Spanish and the Portuguese and the Japanese and the Buddhist meets the Catholic meets the Christian, and each person has their own perspective, and they are so right
about their point of view
as if it's reality.
Right.
And it's really fun to notice that we can be extremely right about our reality as if it is
the reality.
And that was just a fun thing for me to immerse myself in.
Okay, we're talking about fun as the access way to enlightenment, and we have a caller. Her name is Raquel.
You there, Raquel?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I love what you're doing, and I love listening to you, and love the topic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I have a question about fun.
Okay.
And dating.
All right.
And it's actually interesting. I did come to the Monday night last Monday, and it was awesome. And I've just I've been coming for a while now, and I've sort of waited for the effortless doing, and the next day after, yesterday was just fun, and I just enjoyed everything I did, and it was effortless, and it was interesting for me to watch because things that could freak me out and almost freaked me out were happening. A big job came back. It looked like there was some mistakes that were going on, but it was just interesting how I just continued doing it, and everything was, fine, and things sort of fell into place regardless, and I sort of just did the next thing. But then, a guy who said he's going to call me hasn't called me. And hasn't called me.
And then the fun stopped, huh?
And I've been resisting that. I'm not enjoying that. I'm not having fun with that.
Well, then stop playing with that. You see, here's the thing. There are lots of things in your life, Raquel, that you could be involved in, but you may be using that this guy hasn't called you as an opportunity to take your foot off the accelerator, off the gas pedal, and start slowing down in other aspects of your life. There may be something challenging at work that it's more convenient to get lost in the upset of whether or not somebody calls you than to get press on and get through a job that's challenging.
You know, Shai and I can recontextualize anything, Raquel. And another possible way for looking at this fellow not calling you back when he said he would is good. Because you're in the honeymoon period. Early on in the dating, that's when things are generally the hottest. That's when things are...
They do their best to keep you happy because they want it to go further.
So if somebody is going to say to you, look, Raquel, I'll call you tomorrow, and they don't do it, this is a really good time to find out before your lives get totally entwined with somebody whose word doesn't mean a whole lot to them and who doesn't have enough... connection with you to make sure that you're taken care of in the process.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I do have to say that I've been dating a lot, and it's interesting, and I've been trying to have fun and to be enthusiastic, and actually part of my question is, guy's calling now, I'm thinking of the date, and the date wasn't a whole lot fun, actually.
Well, you see, you said something that caught my ear.
Uh-huh.
You said, I've been trying to have fun dating.
Uh-huh.
Trying isn't having fun. Trying is what we say we do when we're usually failing at something. Well, I tried.
Well, the other thing is it sounds like you aren't just dating. You're trying to move things along to find a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Understandable. I mean,
Truthfully,
everybody I know who dates
is
trying to find somebody to spend more time with that's more fun and hopefully move it on to a relationship. That's really the truth about dating. However, if you're actually sitting across the table from somebody and trying to make it go further into the future, you put a pressure on you put a pressure on that person.
Well, you're not really there and you're not really having fun. You can't really have fun if you're not where you are. You know, you may have a story. You may tell yourself you're having fun, like the conversation may say, oh, this is fun. but it may not be, because if you're not where you are, it's really difficult to experience satisfaction. If you're trying to get life to turn out the way you would prefer it, whoa, then it's never fun. Most of us are guilty of that.
I had one date in my dating career that I was really clear was just a date that was simply for the fun of that one particular evening, because I was so frustrated with the trying to get my boyfriend or the ones that I was dating to turn into something more. They weren't cooperating. I got very frustrated with myself and frustrated with them, and I said, forget this. I'm just going to look around and have a fun night, not to lead anywhere. You know who I made a pass at that night?
He's on the phone with her. I was too old for her. I mean, I was old enough to be her father.
You still?
Old enough to be her father.
Yeah, but I took the pressure off me. And it wasn't like when we were together, it was about seeing whether or not we fitted long term. Is that a correct word? Fitted? We fit. Whether we fit long term. It was about just being where we were. And my life snuck up on me. My life snuck up. And who should I happen to be with but Shia? It was wonderful. In a certain respect, Raquel, you're a beautiful, lovely lady. Maybe you need to take the pressure off finding the one.
Still there?
Yeah. Listening.
You know, as we were preparing for this show, Shia and I came up with a question that I actually think
applies to you.
And the question is it disrespectful to something or someone if you have fun all the time? Like, for instance, we had a fellow come, really lovely fellow. He was a series of Mondays, he was an ambassador to the United Nations from somewhere in Africa and South Africa, actually. And it was really challenging for him to have fun because he had so many friends, family, people that he knew who had died during apartheid.
And so it would have been some transgression or abandonment or infidelity to them if he had a fun life, because he had to remember his heritage.
So,
and never again.
I see it almost like a collar around his neck and a leash, and when he ran to the end of the leash, it jerked him back, this idea that in order to be respectful of all those people who sacrificed so much, he needed to limit his fun. And we were suggesting the possibility that actually having fun in your life is the most respectful thing you can do for people,
because
who set it up for you to have the freedom to have that.
That's right.
I love hearing that. That's really fun to hear.
Yeah, because, yeah. See,
we have to go to a break. Speaking of fun, we have to go to a break. Are you up for coming back after our break, Raquel? Can you stay on with us for a moment?
Sure.
Excellent. We shall come back shortly. We'll continue with Raquel. We'll look at having fun and what's respectful. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network. Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We are talking with Raquel about fun as the access way to enlightenment. You still here, Raquel?
Still here.
Excellent. So I love this idea that the best way to be respectful of everyone who has sacrificed to make our freedoms in life possible is to really be enjoying what we're up to.
You know, it's very interesting because you're talking about this, and it just I had this flash of my grandma, and she's a Holocaust survivor,
yeah,
and my dad is as well. And you know, every time she's asking me how I'm doing, I'm like, I'm doing great. She's like, really? But you have no friends, right? I'm like, no, I have friends. She's like, oh, but your job is not going well, right? And I'm like, no, job is going great, but how is your health? Is your health? And she just refuses to hear that I'm doing great.
You know what? That's not a failing on her part. You have to realize that her life was interrupted by a trauma over which she has never
recovered.
So what happens is it's her job to ensure
your survival. And the survival of her line. And she's done a good job, Raquel, the best she could in the circumstances that life dictated to her.
In fact, she had to have that far-seeing take a look at what might come up.
And what might go wrong.
In order to have survived the Holocaust.
That's right.
So when she does that, that's the ultimate expression of love, and
from her point of view.
Interesting.
And you know something? Look, when I was a kid, if I didn't finish my food, my mother would guilt me with there are people starving in Europe, because that was around the time of the Second World War. And, it's like, there are people starving on this planet right now. You can either, in this moment, have your life be about worrying about what you cannot do anything about, or your life can be an expression of what's possible for humanity, and that way of being impacts the well-being of the whole planet.
I guess we've given you lots of fun food for thought.
You definitely have. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for calling in today, Raquel. It's really been a pleasure to speak with you.
Right.
Ditto, ditto. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye.
Now,
here we have Livia on the line.
You there, Livia?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
We're excellent.
We're great.
I have to say, I'm so thankful and grateful for both of you and for transformation. I feel like I was working in a state of survival before, and you've taught me that there's so many other possibilities.
Is there something specific about that?
Well, I feel like I've had instances in my life where I felt like being fun was almost irresponsible, that either I had to be, like, serious, or, you know, I've felt that people have felt that if I'm not struggling enough, that, or if I'm having too much fun, then I'm somehow knowledgeable or educated, you know, and I would like to know how to insulate myself from, like, these judgments.
Well, you can't insulate yourself from people's judgments or even your own judgments.
It's a great question, though, because a lot of people are looking to insulate themselves. But if we go back to the three principles that we spoke about at the beginning of the show, Livia, the first principle, anything you resist, persists, grows stronger. So what you're asking to do is to find a better way to resist people's judgments.
And if you resist those judgments, they will persist. It's strange. It's almost like magnets. You know how magnets attract each other or repel each other?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you are trying not to do something, hey, here, try this one. Ready? Don't think about a pink elephant. What happened?
He pops up in my head,
What popped up in your head?
Elephant.
A pink elephant. How do you like that? Anything you try not to do, you basically create. So the resistance to something keeps it in place. People will judge. You know, we were just speaking to Raquel, and she was talking about her grandmother, and her grandmother, her grandmother's mind sorts by things to survive with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. It's just how it works. People judge. People have survived by their judging, and sometimes their judging saves their life.
Now, first of all, how a person relates to him or herself, they will apply to you. So, if they're judging themselves, they will pass that on to you. So that's the first thing. It's not personal how people relate to you. It's not personal their judgments against you. Because it's not really against you. It's just their judgmental nature.
And if you personalize it and resist it, then it persists, and it follows you around, causes you great difficulty.
But I really like, Livia, what Shai was talking about magnets, because I have looked at different projects, like creative projects, for instance, and there's different ways that Shai and I approach creative projects, and if we are fully engaged, then it's interesting that we don't collect, in general, people's judgments. We're just moving and growing and going. But if we come to a place where we're not sure what to do next or it's challenging, it's very interesting that sometimes we will just happen to have somebody say something that then we get hooked with that we can get involved in so that we don't have to keep moving forward.
Oh, okay. We're using it as a distraction almost.
Yes, that this problem judgment is really a useful tool we're using to keep us from having to move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, we're doing a course in New York City in a few weeks on the subject of creativity and intuition, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I just wanted to mention it to all our listeners. It's absolutely not too late for you to come. You can make plans. Come to New York. If you're in the New York area, come join us. I actually know that intuitively speaking, I know who to pick up the phone to and speak with if I want to be encouraged to keep going and who I can pick up the phone and speak with if I want to get into a cul-de-sac of do nothing. And I love building the skill set of using my intuition in a way that's to create rather than to create a holding pattern in my own life. And I think that's part of what you were talking about, Livia, when you said you used to only see options for survival, but now you see larger options.
And definitely, like, calling upon people to distract me is definitely something that I've noticed before in the past. And
could you not have done that?
No.
Right, so let it go. You know,
we all have.
Right.
We all use everything in our environment to support what it is that we want.
Or don't want.
We were on an international call yesterday speaking with lots of folks in Europe. We spoke to 11 different cities in the European community, and hello to everyone who's tuning in from there. And a fellow got on the line, and he asked a question. He said, I have a hard time knowing what I want. And Chaya said to him, you know, the answer to that is just really simple.
I said, you know, just look around you and see what you have.
And that's what you want. And if you find that you're locked in a complaint structure with people,
that's in this moment what you want.
And perhaps it's your idea of having fun.
That's right. You know, I was thinking, Livia, about entropy. You know, I was cleaning up our kitchen before this phone call or this conference, this radio show. Oh, I do it via the phone, so you know it's a radio show. But here we are in our home, and I and our office, and I was just putting things away, and I realized that there's a thing called entropy, where everything goes to disorder. You know, if you put a pile of sand out in the yard, the wind, the rain, the sun, all of it, temperature changes, moves those particles of sand until that pile sort of flattens out. Everything goes towards disorder. And so as to be in love with your life and having fun, you have to keep on bringing order to the disorder that exists in your life. And then we talked about, well, what keeps you from doing that? And it's your preferences. See, if you have preferences like you do not prefer to make your bed in the morning or put your clothes away or wash your dishes, then those preferences start to dictate your life. And see, it's about not making things a chore. It's about loving what you're doing. It's about having fun. If you set aside your preferences, then that becomes possible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hold on to your preferences, well,
then it's no longer fun.
Right.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Okay, Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. We'll be coming back shortly. Come on back with us all, and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you heard of resonance repatterning? Your life energy forms vibrating patterns you resonate with that affect the quality of your life. Phone in for a mini session with Chloe and experience for yourself how the vibrating patterns you're in tune with are shifted. Many people can feel the change immediately. Join Chloe Faith Wordsworth every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. You may even feel your energy improve right along with the caller. Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Is heard each week on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome
back. We are back. We are here now.
I don't know about you, but Shia and I are really having fun today. And on the break, we were discussing something. We were discussing part of what makes this call today so much fun, this radio show. And part of it is we are connected in with all of you. First of all, transformation, being in the moment, living our lives with excellence, is a passion of ours, but one of the things that really invigorates it
is sharing,
connecting it with people.
Yeah, it's giving it to other people, letting other people know the possibility that transformation is for their lives and the world. Look, if you don't have to continue doing things that are not supportive of your life, if you can dissolve unwanted behaviors just in the seeing of them without resisting them or trying to get rid of them and working on it, that's a gift for a lot of people, because most people, especially these days, when the uncertainty of the times where our economy is failing and our world seems to be falling apart, people need something, and transformation is really the answer.
It really is. You know, one of the things that's been happening on these international conference calls we've been doing with Europe is that we've made the calls a little shorter so that people in each of the hub cities can be together in the evening without it getting too late and talk about their own experience of transformation. Now, Shia and I, obviously this is our profession, it's our life, it's our expression, but I guarantee you, if you're listening to this show, it is yours too. You absolutely have an interest in transformation and having life be excellent.
You know, about 35 years ago, I took my first workshop as a participant to discover the possibility of transformation. And that workshop had a huge effect on my life. And what I did was I told my friends about this possibility. And when I did, I encountered resistance from people who didn't believe it was possible. I encountered the enthusiasm of people who found out that this possibility existed, and it gave them the impetus to go forward in their lives and take workshops themselves so they could support their living their life in the moment rather than worrying about a future which hasn't gotten here yet or working on things from a past that was already over and dead. See, you can either bring your past into this moment by working on it, and then it corrupts this moment, or you can live your life in this moment now, not based in who you were once, but who you are now.
I promise you, you underestimate yourself. You underestimate the difference you make in other people's lives because you are privy to that internal conversation that tells you that you are less. And that conversation is poisonous. It's poisonous to all of us. It poisons our experience of ourselves. It poisons our ability to have fun. And it's not a problem because everybody has one. So welcome to the club of humanity.
Right. And so if you're trying to prove that you don't have it, that's just it. Trying to prove it doesn't exist.
I'm going to brag on my one-night stand for a moment here, meaning Shia. That's him. He was my one-night stand.
Yeah.
It's only lasted 26 years. We're getting close on to our 26th anniversary of our first date. And
the end of this month.
Yeah, absolutely. The end of about 18, maybe 20 years ago, we went up to Maine, where he lived during the time frame that he was involved in these seminars that he was speaking of. And we went to a place, I don't even remember the city, and it's not really important, but we went to a place where there were people in that town that we came across somebody who Shia had known at that time who was working at a newspaper or something. We went to visit him, and he came in, he went into the building and said, Shia Kane is here, Shia Kane is here, and all these people came running out to meet the legend that had jump-started their lives, even though they had never met him. His taking care of the people around him had made an impact, and the legacy lived on. You leave a legacy, and the legacy can be far greater than what you know. The question is whether or not you're going to keep living your life as if it makes a difference. And I tell you, that is the ultimate in fun. And as Shia was saying, sharing what's possible with people, it also pulls you out of the doldrums. Because as he was saying, everything falls into entropy, and that includes your life.
Exactly. And if you listen to your thoughts and get lost in them, then you're not living your life. So there is another possibility, and that possibility is being here now. And you may say, well, how do I do that? There is no how to it. You're already here. All you have to do is move your attention from your thoughts to your life. See, your life is happening in front of you as a visual expression of who you are.
You know, as far as being here, and for instance, sharing this show, we can make it easier for you. We have postcards that have all the information. If you're loving this show and you want to hand some postcards out to people that you meet, we were up fishing, and the lady at the boatyard, Barbara, if you're listening, hi, Barbara, she got so excited while we were there that she got up on our website and was looking at all the different things, including the archives of this show. You can download the archives of this show. If there's any topic that you've missed or that you think would be fun for your friends, send them a link. Let them listen.
Just go to our site, transformationmadeeasy.com, and click on Being Here and the show, and it makes the archives available to you.
Get involved in your life. And if you like what we're up to, you're welcome to get involved in what we're up to. Creativity and Intuition, as we mentioned, is August 8th through 10th. We're also doing a workplace seminar, Transformation in the Workplace, which is in September the 13th and 14th. Lots of companies pay for their employees to come. It's not too early to
register,
and it's certainly not too early to talk to your employer about supporting you in coming.
And if you're in the New York tri-state area or even further, you could come to Monday Night Alive. We have a man. His name is Joe. He comes up from Philadelphia every Monday night. He grabs a train up so he can be there for our Monday Night Alive.
Isn't that wonderful? We've had people drive down or take trains down from Boston. People come in from Connecticut. I really love
New Jersey.
That's us. I really love people going for their lives. Find where your passion lies and invest in it. It's
fun. Passion's easy to kill. It's hard to create. Most of us have given up because we've had disappointments. But you don't have to. You can go for your life. Life is magic.
It's magic if you are being here. That's right. If you're not here, if you're lost in your worries for the future, then life gets dull. So this week, let's all practice being here. We're connected to each other. You make a difference.
Listen to people when they talk. Truly listen. It will pull you into the moment.
We'll be back next week. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.